Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of You Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of You Water Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO.
What's up?
Welcome to the Let Them Know, MMEO podcast show, episode 40.
Oh.
I'm here with Sugar Shane. And with Jake Star. What's up, Sugar Shane? How you doing,
man? I'm excited, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't complain, but I'm blessed, man.
All right.
Shoot, we up over here. How's it going?
Shoot, your mom's at Let Us In at her domain up in her studio.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mama Duke. Shout out to Mama Lisa.
Oh, yeah, good.
Mama Weta. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that loves the area, like you love the weather, you know what I'm saying? Las Vegas area, man.
Crazy business.
My mom is definitely a favorite at 7-Eleven. She was living near you around Maryland or whatnot. But only based on the fact that
are you going to talk about me?
Care about
you.
You
want me to pose?
You feel me? It's your relationship with people. You feel me? And the value that you have, the relationship you have with the ones that you love. You feel me? And Ron Stone, you feel me? I don't mean to tell you, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to start on Ron Stone right because he has recently has had a very interesting and very meaningful trip. You feel me? With a loved one that I believe that is important message to all of us, you know, family members, stuff like that. So, Ron, I'm allowing you to speak on that. To me, you had a mom with, you had a vision with Mom Dukes.
Yes, sir. You know, yes, sir. So, regarding today's topic, relations with the family and how important it is and to be aware of your surroundings.
And
your loved one.
And I don't mean to make it sound overly complicated, but I will say this to you. The value. I say value and love plus value in the next person. You feel me? Value in the one that you love. You feel me? You gotta take value in everything. Including yourself, too.
Yeah.
But, man, how was that business with
Mom? Oh, man, it was great. So, it was her birthday Monday. So, we went up to Bakersfield, California.
Mm-hmm.
And visited Mom's surprise for her birthday.
Well, she surprised her, huh?
Yep.
Like, how happy was she to see you, man?
Oh, man, it was great.
Because you said surprised me that she didn't think you was coming.
She did not think I was coming.
So, was she seeing your face, man?
Oh, man. And the family, she was surprised. Walked up to her. We went to go eat at Yard House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the family.
Real quick, because I'm a NorCal dude, right? So, I don't know about Yard House. Tell me about Yard House.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where's your house at? Where's it located at?
We got
well, don't say everywhere because I never. I'm from the Bay Area, man. We don't have a yard house. Not that I know about. Not that I know about. I wasn't a rich either. So I'm not going to say rich. You feel me? But you know what I'm saying? But tell me, how was your house?
A yard house had like 100-something beers available.
Whoa. I'm sorry. I don't mean to tell you. You said 100-something beers available.
We have a large variety of beers.
Right.
That's what they're known for. And then they have this huge cup that's about like, how big is this?
That looks like about a foot and a half.
Or a yard.
For my visuals,
about a yard
tell you right now, not a yard stick. No, a yard is about 3 feet. So you feel me? Unless you talk about 3 feet from here.
It's a big, huge cup like this big. It's huge.
Okay, so say one of the Las Vegas trip cups.
Oh, like 1.5 feet?
Let's say about one of the Las Vegas strip cups.
Oh, man.
One of the long things. You feel me?
Yeah.
Those super big things, man.
Yeah, for your choice. And they got some good food also. So we walked in.
Mm-hmm.
We're late because it took us 6.5 hours just to get up to Bakersfield.
All that traffic.
So we walked in there. And then, shoot. Gave her a hug and she looked at me. She's like, "Oh, you're here!" And then she started crying. She's like, "Oh, I'm so happy because you know I told you that my mom had a stroke and she has only 40% of her speech. So her little bit of speech, I'm sure she was all happy and stuff.
And you tell your mom or your great grandma?
My mom.
Limited speech?
Yeah, she's only at 40%. This happened, her stroke happened 4 years ago.
Of one unit?
Yeah, so she goes.
That's a very bad though, right?
That's very precious, man.
So that's why you don't really have much stroke.
Bear Bear got it.
But yeah, man, we had fun, and then shoot, all my aunts and uncles, there was about 30 of us in front of
you. 30?
Yeah.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's, I mean, even though sometimes for me it takes some unfortunate circumstances for it to be like that. Like, it is a blessing when family can get together. You know what I'm saying? Or like when certain people, you can be like, you don't have necessarily blood family, but when certain people of love can get together to celebrate somebody's life, you can be fortunate and enjoy each other and stuff like that. You can be, or enjoy each other's presence.
Yeah,
to me, what's still going on, that's definitely an important thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, just happened even more, man. Like, because I know, like, your family has dealt with
a significant
amount of loss recently. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to ask you personally, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how's that even for you to be there for your mom in that type of time? You know what I mean? Like, in a surprise like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can only imagine how big that surprise was.
Oh,
let's know your perspective and what you feel like that might have meant to you and her.
Oh, it was a big thing with me because, you know, life is short and all the stuff I've been going through in 2021.
We have, like,
and then
10, 12, pneumonia, 14 people.
And then I'm just blessed to still be here after that because, you know, we just lost Steve Solo.
You got all of them?
Man,
look at that. Is that a black and yellow?
I'm blessed just to still be here because Steve Solo and his unfortunate death, you know. And then shooting in with my heart procedure and all that stuff, I'm still here. You know, that's why we got to, you know, take life to the fullest, you know, because we never know.
Yes.
What's going on?
Yes, you feel me? And then once again, you feel me, this episode, you feel me, I want to definitely give another moment of silence and a shout out to Steve Solo's family. You feel me? And real quick, you feel me? Just give me a quick moment of silence. You feel me? So 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. All right, and you feel me? And that right there, you feel me? I don't mean to rush like that, but I just want to give full respect to the family, you know what I'm saying? And then even full respect to Ron Stone's family, you feel me, for the losses. You feel me, Papa, man, you know what I'm saying? Because, and I'm going to call him Papa, you feel me? Ron can tell you more about you, more close, you feel me? But, you know what I'm saying? My boy Caesar, man, rest in peace, you feel me? But as far as, like, this episode right here is value, man.
Yeah,
it's about value and family. Value and family, young, old, it doesn't matter. Everybody's impacting each other's life is major.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because at the time, you know, you might not know what somebody means to you until certain things happen.
Yep, that's crazy. But yeah, man, so that's good about the family and stuff like that. So about talking about that topic because unfortunate thing happened like what, a couple weeks ago?
Really
wanted to talk about?
Well, I definitely wanted to embrace the nature as far as the relativeness, as far as the current events, as far as what's going on, as far as I know the verdicts and the convictions or whatever like that as far as the trial for Ahmaud Arbery. I want to give a special shout to Ahmaud Arbery family, to his mother, to his father, to everybody else involved, in the case and everything that they did to contribute to, the account of justice and the accountability, of people doing evil deeds to the right, to the wrong people and whatever like that, as far as like, you know what I'm saying, like I want to bring it up as far as because the importance, like that could be any of us.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying, the reality of that, right? And that's where I want to get into it as, because like, it really, that case itself, right? Don't get me wrong, all these cases are meaningful or effective, whatever like that, right? But at the same time, too, like, let's keep it real, like, this happens so much. You feel me? As far as, like, the taking of innocent lives, right? In whatever shape or form by whoever, right? But more than likely, every time it happens, it's by the same type of people.
Yeah.
Towards the same type of people. You feel me? And I don't want to take away also as far as our responsibility towards ourselves. You feel me? As far as, like, we can't just run around blaming everybody and then do evil deeds ourselves.
Yeah.
You feel me? But at the same time, too, this Ahmaud Arbery case, you feel me? I believe it's definitely very important to point out.
Yeah.
You feel me? The fact that they got convicted in the deep south in Georgia, wounds with Georgia. You feel me? And at the fact that all three people involved were convicted. You feel me? Convicted. You feel me? Of things that were obvious, that were known, that were aka like you couldn't hide from because of so many cases where people get away with things like this. So many cases where these things get brushed under the rug. You feel me? Like, even if it wasn't for the defense leaking the video in hopes that it was going to exonerate them, in hopes that it was going to show self-defense, that's the exact thing that proved the case that convicted them of murder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it was murder.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And it was, like, I'm not just, like, defend every person that does something that something happens to, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, too, I am going to fight for anytime something wrong happens to somebody that it shouldn't happen to.
That's an innocent bystander.
Right.
Yeah.
You feel me? And this is one of the ones where it was a clear-cut case, but it's crazy how it had to go through so much to become something.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's really sad, though, for the family, because it's like, man, the fact that it took 74 days for them to get arrested, the fact that it was brushed off at first, the fact that there had to be protests and everything like that for there had, like, you know what I'm saying, for real attention to be paid to it for the federal, whatever, the Georgia Federal Bureau, whatever like that, had to get involved. Like, it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, any amount of justice should be available to everybody and everybody out here. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what race you are, you know what I'm saying, how old you are. And you can meet regardless of whether you have a green card, whether you were born here, like, it shouldn't matter. You can be a human being. You know what I'm saying? Everybody deserves rights. You can meet. And one, everybody deserves at least, you know what I'm saying, the right to, the right to be doing their own thing. You know what I'm saying? Minding their own business. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no
I also feel like, you know, it's just crazy that, you know, being a African-American, just being black, you know, being in a white neighborhood or just being in the suburbs, you got to be looked at different. You know, like, we're not all human, you know. Because at the end of the day, you know, we all bleed the same. And no matter what, you know, if you work in a job or you know, whatever, you know, all races be, you know, basically the same.
Oh, you go, sir. I'm going right here.
You sleep, go back to work.
Thank you.
Yep, live a regular life. Yep, out of family.
Yeah.
That's what I understand, you know. Because, this racism stuff is still real, you know, to this day.
Unfortunately, it's just like it really just doesn't make sense at this point. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It never makes sense, really, you feel me? But now more than ever, it's like there's no denying, you feel me, that this is just a mixed world, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a bunch of us mixed kids out here, you know what I'm saying, and mixing everything else up, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's inevitable. You feel me? There's no such thing as purity unless you're an aborigine somewhere or, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, people really been there for the last thousands of years. You feel me? Other than that, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta embrace the world. You feel me? Like, even like back in the day, like back in the Confucius days and stuff like that and the Moors and whatnot, everything was based on traveling and learning from other people. You know what I'm saying? Building friendships, building relationships with other people, doing things differently, learning different customizations, teaching your thing, teaching your traditions, you feel me, and combining together, you feel me? They, you know what I'm saying? They combine families a lot, they combine empires and whatnot, and next thing you know, you feel me, that's how you got a mixture of different cultures all in one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just feel like you're sad about bro because, you know, he was only taking a job.
Does it need some more on the shelf?
I do that in my neighborhood, you know. I was just sad to see just another brother out there just going to be shot in broad daylight for doing nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, I just think about it, it was them, you know. How would they feel if they were jogging in the black community and just an African-American just drove by and thought they had robbed the house or whatever and just shot them for no apparent reason, you know? That's just how I look at it.
Yeah, and let me ask you guys this, too. Even as far as, I mean, what do you think as far as, you know, the killers actually getting convicted, you know what I'm saying, which, don't get me wrong, it's like, it's one of the things where it's like you hold your breath until they actually say they're found guilty because you don't know, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't be surprised if it went the other way around, even though all the evidence is pointing towards that, but the fact that they did get convicted of damn near pretty much all charges, and the fact that DA got convicted or at least charged with something, do you think that's going to make any type of real change or trickle down? Or do you think it's going to be a blip and it's going to be about 10 more things happening before you can get another guilty conviction?
Sure, I hope not. I hope, you know, it's not going to end up always perfect. Picture perfect. You're always going to have people that's gonna hate on you, you know, different nationalities and everything. But we hope that it will get better because all these things going on, you know, with Floyd and now this and other situations, you know, it doesn't really have to come out like this. We hope that it will stop. It's gotten better since what, the 70s and stuff.
Back then it's gotten 60s, but before that, you know, I mean, it depends how you look at it, you know, but I mean, at least we get to sit anywhere on the bus now. Oh yeah, yeah, we have separate water fountains, you know, we're not limited to where we can go, any nationality, you know, but now it's like they really have to open up their eyes. See that, you know, the black race is dominantly the ones that are getting picked on and, you know, killing for no reason.
And also demonized, you know what I'm saying, at the same time. Like, you know, it's just crazy how they demonize the victims, you know what I'm saying, how they, the defense attorneys in there talking about dirty toenails and all that kind of stuff like that. And like, AK talking to him as if he's not just a young dude who, you know what I'm saying, didn't commit any crimes. You know what I'm saying? As if this just wasn't a young man that was murdered for no reason. You feel me? Like, oh, yeah. Like, it's his fault that he got killed. It's his fault that he tried to run away from people that were chasing him down with guns. But.
Exactly. I could just think about how if I was in the situation, you know, I probably would have reacted the same way he did. You know what I mean? I'm scared for my life.
At that point.
Self-defense, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you know, a person's not, you know, a person's only going to defend themselves and their own human nature. So I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like I kind of would have did the same thing, you know, because, you know, I'm in fear for my life.
Yeah, it's fight or flight. And yeah. he tried to take flight and they, you feel me, chased him down.
Exactly.
But, you feel me, I definitely want to give a shout out to their family and all the people that was there for their family and involved in that. The prosecutors and everybody involved with the case and everybody that supported them and showed them love and, you know what I mean, and stayed with them because I know that, like, that definitely had to mean a lot to them. You feel me? Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you heard Pop say it, you know what I'm saying? He seen the first guilty and he said, woo! Like, man, he just felt that. Even, like, you could tell he was just like, you know what I'm saying? It was overwhelming because even when the judge was like, we need whoever made that Yelp to be removed from the court. And he didn't even hear the judge say that because he was just so overwhelmed with, like, you feel me, getting justice for my son.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. So with this topic that we're talking about, what do you want to let the community and let the listeners know, you know, something
about what we discussed today about? Well,
I mean, first and foremost, definitely you got to be aware of your surroundings. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to try to keep things out or try to not put yourself in a position where, you know what I'm saying, something can happen like that. Or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't help certain things. You feel me? But you got to, like, try to be aware of your surroundings, be aware of things going on around you, the people that are looking at you, or, you feel me, like, and the environments that you're in, you know what I'm saying, and how those type of environments take, you feel me, how they treat or take kindly to, you feel me, people of your kind or whatever kind, and, you know what I'm saying, because everybody doesn't have the best intentions.
Yeah, I could definitely agree with that, you know what I'm saying. I just feel like, you know, nowadays, especially going into 2022, I just feel like everybody should stay armed and dangerous, you know, but in a good way, you know, be able to protect your family. You know, because nowadays, firearms are illegal, you know what I mean? And I feel like everybody should have one in their home, you know, especially if you have kids, because, God forbid, anything can happen. As you guys can see, from any type of situation, no matter where you are, you know, you could be at the store. There's still crazy things going on in the world, you know.
Yeah, especially if you're by yourself. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I also agree with that as far as just, you know what I'm saying, strictly on protection basis. Because, yeah, like, you just never know. You know what I mean? And also with that, too, you also got to be safe and learn exactly what you're using, learn how to use it, learn how to use it properly, safely, learn when to use it, when it's not okay to use it. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, definitely gun safety is first and foremost when it comes to that. Especially if you do have a family, do have children, and you have a gun within the house. You feel me? You definitely have to take all proper precautions, have it locked up, you feel me? And then, you know what I'm saying, follow procedures, because that's the last thing you want is, you know what I'm saying, the wrong person getting their hands on a loaded gun and something, an accident happen.
Yeah, I definitely agree on that. Yeah, always protect yourself because you never know what's going to go on. But also, you always want to take precautions and be safe about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure you have gun safety, please, because there's a lot of issues out there regarding accidents with a firearm. So, you know, if you want to get to learn about that stuff, you know, find out. You know, do your due diligence and look for places that will teach you how to properly handle a firearm before you go out there and purchase one. You know, by all means, you know, have one. You know, ain't nothing wrong with having one because, you know, you're just for protection.
Yeah, but I also want to say, too, I mean, first, you know what I'm saying, move to protection, though, is just, you know what I'm saying, you said not putting yourself in bad positions that you don't need to be in. So, you know what I mean? If you know, damn, if you need to get something from this store over here, and it's, you know what I'm saying, 50 people looking at you funny, probably don't need to go to that store that day. You know what I mean? Just certain stuff like that, or you know what I mean? Like, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't need to do it, don't do it. If you don't need to be over there, don't be over there. You know what I'm saying? If it don't benefit you, if it's not helping you out, you know what I'm saying? It's probably taken away in some form or fashion. You got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of your family. And you know what I'm saying? Availability is, you know what I'm saying? That's the key to damn near anything right there. You need to start with availability. And you know what I mean? And from there, you can need dedication and learning and everything like that and applying it. And you know what I mean? But yeah, though, but back on that, though, yeah, I definitely just want to say, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace to my Arbery and condolences to his family and congratulations as far as on the case and getting justice for your child. That was a beautiful thing to see. I hope it, you know what I'm saying, I hope it trickles down. I hope it does make a difference, you know what I'm saying. I hope at least, you know what I'm saying, it makes some of these other domestic terrorists think twice before they see somebody slipping and try to go on a little mini rampage and claim self-defense.
I definitely agree with that. Like you said, Big condolences to his family. You know, it's definitely hard. I definitely know it's hard for their family, especially losing a loved one. And I just feel like, yeah, they definitely deserve that justice for him. It was wrong. And especially for everybody out there, just definitely stay safe and, you know, protect your family and always keep your surroundings.
Yep, yep. Definitely have got to be aware. And speaking of awareness, on some late Las Vegas news, yesterday, Tuesday, December 7th, there was a basically like a network shutdown. They say they're having network issues with the Amazon Web Services, which affected a whole lot of things, including, I'm not going to lie, I was there myself at work, and we didn't do anything for about 9.5 hours.
Dang. Yeah, easy one, man. Low key.
I mean, it was. I mean, I don't blame them. They were trying to keep us engaged and whatnot, but they it wasn't the business. I said, but we did get free burritos though. Free breakfast burritos.
So
shout out to that taco catering company. I don't remember the name, but it was all right. But yeah, man. So I just wondered what a lot of people think of it shut down Amazon.com, Prime Video, Alexa, Kindles, Netflix, Disney Plus, Chime, and Fidelity Investments. Just a bunch of different things.
Oh,
it's just like crazy.
I only do like specific brands.
Yeah, man. So, what would we do without no internet? Everybody would go crazy.
Most people don't know what to do without a phone.
Man. So, what I see. What's going on in Vegas? We went to the boxing fight on Saturday. You know, Heyman versus JoJo. You know, that was a cool one at the MGM Grand Arena
in
Las Vegas. You know, up over there. And then they set up the rodeos in town and stuff.
Rodeos.
And then, you know, they finishing up the finals the rest of this week, so
right.
You know,
I haven't looked into it, nothing else.
Damn.
Brad is
JoJo.
No. How are you, JoJo?
Yeah. What about? It'd be packed. Because when we went to the MGM Grand Arena, we seen a lot of cowboys and cowgirls.
Oh, yeah. It must be one of those weekends. All right, you know, the rodeo, man. That must be a big event.
Yeah, it's big. That's all I know. You know, what's going on. But, yeah, man, we're down to our last 2 minutes. So, yeah, I'd like to say thank you again for tuning in.
Let them know.
Our next episode will be on the first Saturday again. That'll be the 1st of January.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be done with Christmas, and another New Year. So we're going to be talking more about that for our next episode.
Mm-hmm. Perfect timing. You get to listen to it while you're eating your leftovers and, you know what I'm saying, getting over your possible hangovers and just the overall world of our family being over.
Man, it's going to be another year. Like, what have you done for the year 2021? You know, your accomplishments or your goals. What have you done? You know, everyone want to squeeze that in the last couple 2 weeks, but you can't accomplish a lot within these 2 weeks, you know? And it's to make 2022 even greater. You know what you did wrong. You know what you didn't do. You could have, would have, should have. Let's do it.
Hey, man, I'm going to put it like this, man. You got to be like the Golden State Warriors, man, last season. You know what I mean? They finished strong winning habits.
Man.
And this season, they started off with winning habits.
Good. Exactly. You know, have that discipline in yourself. So, yeah, another great show. Thank you, Sugar Shane. Great job in editing the show. You know, appreciate you. After Steve Solo was lost, you know, rest in peace, Steve Solo. So, yeah, good looking Ed Waterford for having us, giving us the opportunity. opportunity with MNEO, Motivation Music Education Organization here in Las Vegas. You know, he helped us a long way. He's been with the organization since the get-go. All right, all right. Later.